I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You want me to start?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Who Drink Minimum. The only podcast that is currently wanted for fraud in three different countries. We're not going to name them because legally we're not allowed to. The man in front of me, legal expert, Mike Ward.
I am. It's because of my Photoshops. We're in trouble in a bunch of African nations. I'm Mike Ward, your penthouse, and our
Nigerian prince friend.
Yeah, he's. You are dressed like a Nigerian
prince. Yeah, with the velour and shit.
Velour, yeah.
I like it.
You look like a guy that launders money. In Africa,
allegedly.
Yeah.
You make good friends with Adam, who we found out yesterday finally got house arrest for 15 months.
Yes.
Oh, which is worse for him.
No, jail. He would have got killed and raped.
But his jail is nicer.
Not for him.
But isn't his apartment though like a half basement that isn't furnished? Not, and the walls aren't done. And
his apartment is a Guatemalan prison without the rape.
Okay. You think he'd get raped though in prison?
I am 100% sure.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah, I thought like it would be funny if he comes, like if he goes to prison, he comes out with like gang tattoos and shit. It's like the head honcho.
That would be funny.
But like then I saw a prison video today and I watched a show yesterday. I'm like, yeah, Adam would get demolished.
He comes out of prison, you're like, is that, do you have a tear tattoo? And he's like, no, I cried so much it just dried and left a stain.
God damn, no, he'd get killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got a hustle.
I think, though, I've never raped a man in prison, but don't you rape young hotties? Like, isn't it, aren't you going to rape a fucking 24-year-old guy that's kind of feminine looking?
There's not that many in there, and they're all.
You think?
They're all spoken for if they're in there.
Okay.
They're going to be spoken for, whereas him, he's defenseless.
Yeah. He is defenseless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he can fight.
And he's thin. He's thin.
Yeah.
So if, you know.
I don't think they're thinking that. I think they're closing their eyes and they're pretending it's Guatemalan vajay.
Oh, you think?
He's got some.
Yeah, there's no way anyone's like, yeah, I'm fucking Adam. I don't think anyone.
I never got that, though. Like, why don't these guys jerk off?
Well, they do. Remember we did a show in the prison?
Yeah.
They told us the number one problem in that prison is the excessive masturbating.
Yeah, but I get that.
Except they do it a bit too much everywhere they were doing it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That was so funny that the cops, the security guard is like, no, it's excessive. There's cum everywhere. And I was like, here?
Damn.
They're like, no, there's an office. Only security is allowed here. Yeah. But everywhere in the prison, the cells, the bars, there's cum in the cafeteria.
God damn.
I guess you get bored and then they act like monkeys. That's what monkeys do. They jerk off all the time.
I remember the guy told us when we did that prison show that in the minimum security part, a lot of the people, he was like, you see everyone that looks like they're freaking out? They're all just here for drunk driving. Because they put people that get arrested for drunk driving in prison with regular criminals. And he goes, that guy like is an accountant.
Yeah.
He's just an accountant that likes to party. And now he's here. And I was like,
that Hell's Angels raping him.
Yeah. But I was like, okay, it's probably because drunk driving, I figured you needed to get into an accident and kill someone to go to jail. But apparently if you get caught twice now in Quebec, they put you in prison.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because remember like 10 years ago, they'd arrest people and you'd see on the news, he got arrested for the 18th time.
Yeah.
It was all these fucking old dummies that were just getting drunk all the time, didn't have their own fucking car. So they'd borrow a car and then kill someone.
Yeah, I remember. It was happening a lot. But in the 90s and the 80s, I remember me going to high school, everyone was driving drunk. It would happen all the time.
Oh,
yeah. And none of my friends ever got into an accident drunk driving. But always people, you would always hear the stories, like in the neighborhood, somebody, and it was never close. It was a bit close, but it was never like your direct circle.
When I first started making money, I bought a GMC Envoy, you know, like the poor man's Cadillac Escalade. And one of the options that I could get, but I didn't get, was you could get a cooler in the armrest to keep your drinks cold.
I like that.
And I was like, no one is using that for like soft drinks.
No, no. No, this car wasn't made for pussies.
It's just for beer. So imagine GM is like, okay, yeah.
We know what they like to do while they drive. It's so stupid.
The only people that buy these cars are fucking rednecks.
But everything's changed. Like the drunk driving thing has changed. People don't, well, hopefully they stop drinking when driving. But today, this morning, I noticed the big change. I joke about it a lot, but it's true. In the History Channel, they stopped caring completely about history.
Okay.
And they're in the realm. Because when I was young, it was my favorite channel to have. I remember when I had access to it, I was freaking out. Because it was always like, the pyramids. You know, like, who built the pyramids? And they would show you cool videos. Yeah. And they would talk about stuff. And it was always, like, historical. Then it slowly started to skew, like, Chinese people. Do they really look different? Or is everything in China far away? Like, stuff like that. And you're like, what the, like, what's, you know, that seems like a little speculation. And then the alien stuff started. Okay. And then this morning, dude, I was freaking out. Like, they're just letting any redneck talk about getting abducted. And it's like, it's obvious. The guys,
on the History Channel, they're
ancient people. Aliens, yeah. And they're, and now they ran out of shit, right? So it's like, there was a guy that I was watching. I was like, this is insane. He's like, yo. And I woke up and she was straddling me. She was straddling me. She was raped. An alien was raping her. And then she was very white. She was one of them mixed breeds. And then I looked to the side and there was another one. Kind of Asian looking alien by the bed, and she was staring at me. I swear to God. And then I woke up in the morning and there was no evidence except for a white strand of hair. So I brought it to a friend of mine who's a DNA expert.
What? Yeah. No one has a DNA expert friend.
This is the best part. So he looked into it and he said, look, in this strand of hair, something very rare happened. There's Asian, Chinese hair, DNA, and Gaelic, like Irish DNA. What are the odds of a person having both those? Very rare. Probably an alien. And I was like, this is crazy. This is insane. What am I watching? This is crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
And they talk about, you know, back in the day, they used to talk about it. They used to have the sons of God came down, and they really liked the daughters of men. And this guy's describing, he's like, yeah, they like them titties. And, you know, they were having sex because they found them beautiful. And all the shape is nice. So they wanted to have sex with women. We know women are beautiful. They want to have sex. So they came in demon sex. And then that's when witchcraft started. We never talk witchcraft until women stopped having sex with demons. The second they stopped having sex with demons, the demons got mad. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching? What? Jeez. This doesn't make any
How
sense.
How is that history?
The history of demon sex, baby. God, I was like, this is like, if you're young, when I was young, they started, it was historical stuff.
Yeah.
But people that are the age now that I was when I started watching it, their mind is going to be completely fucked.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Like, aliens come down here, all they want is jizz.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Biography Channel. In the old days, Biography Channel used to be biographies. It was just biographies. And then they started having like storage wars. You're like, how is this? Who is this a biography of?
The storage war guy.
It's some fucking guy that buys shit from people that went bankrupt.
And also, why is it always redneck? That's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Always rednecks are getting raped by aliens. And then the guy goes, and then she came another time as well. It was a British like redneck guy. He's like, and another time. I don't remember it clearly, but they raped me and took my semen another time as well. And I was like, bro, you're just fucking hookers. Yeah. And you're forgetting. Like, you're waking up drunk. Like there was a half Asian one. That's what he said. He goes, that alien was Asian. This one was like Nordic alien.
And Jesus is one of, his Christ. Thing is one of the aliens always a little bigger, and he's got a hat with like a feather.
Yeah.
And then he beat the other alien because she wouldn't give him his money.
Alien business, aliens. No joke.
These aliens are fucking good at business.
Yeah, it's so great. They took my money too. Took my semen and my money.
Yeah.
I can understand what they want with my semen, but what do these aliens want with human money? I don't know. Yeah. But I'm reporting from the front lines of getting raped by aliens. Like, it's just crazy. I'm watching, like, this is nuts. They're over the top. It's not even close to, like, I want to believe. And this all started because my fucking feed screwed up yesterday. I was watching this guy who was interviewing astronauts.
Okay.
About faking the moon landing. And then there was
on
some,
the History Channel?
On YouTube.
Okay. But what happened? Because that'd be a good History Channel thing.
That'd be a great History Channel thing, because this guy had a good documentary. And I was like, this is changing my mind on this. There is something suspicious. And the thing that made me suspicious was the light. The light on the surface of the moon. Like, there was, you know, the photos they took?
Yeah.
There was like, so shadows, like, normally they're like parallel to the sun. They all go the same way.
Okay.
Unless it's fake light, like lighting in here, right?
Okay.
So you see the shadow is going like this straight up from the astronaut. And then the rock that's next to it, it's coming like this, the shadow. Like there's a different light source.
Oh, that's weird. So,
and there's a lot of pictures. Like I go, oh, fuck, he's right. That is suspicious. But the way the astronauts react, dude, is like they go crazy.
They get angry. Yeah.
They get angry. They want to break him.
Really? They're like wrestlers when you tell them it's fake.
Yeah, yeah. They get, yeah. Dude, they get super. One guy was, he had a, what's it called? He was mic'd up and he kicked him out of the house. But because he got so mad and kicked him out of the house, he was still mic'd up. So he didn't know that they were recording. And his son is like, should we call the CIA and have these guys waxed?
What?
Jeez. No. I'm like, this is fucking insane.
But then again, like he says that every time.
The guy would have been dead. Yeah. This happened like 20 years ago.
A guy on TikTok did a video. He made a doll, like a little, like a figurine. Like not a doll, but a little figurine about me. And then he texts me. He goes, do you want me to beat this guy up? And I was like,
that's an homage.
He's just an artist that fucking made a replica.
No, I was joking.
I know you were joking, but if I would have said, yeah. You would have been like, okay, yeah, I'm doing it. It's like a joke, like, hey, let's go to that tranny bar.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we go to Thailand and have sex with lady boys?
I don't mind, I'm free. Yeah, that's what I meant. I knew. Let's go. Let's just,
A joke. These are jokes, right? It's just a joke. It's not gay if it's a joke.
Just, you put lady before the boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always a lady.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you a lady boy kind of dude?
No, I'm not into that shit.
You're a boy lady
kind of. I like how, yes. You know how woke everyone is? That you can't say tranny anymore? But I feel that lady boy.
You can't say tranny?
Yeah, like if you say tranny, people get offended. They're like, it's not tranny, it's trans. But lady
trans
boy.
Sounds aggressive.
Lady boy still seems all right. Like, no one gets offended by the term lady boy.
I thought lady boy is specific, like, for the young, like, the eunuchs. I thought that's what it's for.
Yeah, I think, but it, like, yeah, but they're, like, even, yeah.
Tranny sounds softer in my
tranny.
Head than trans sounds aggressive. Look at this trans.
Trans sounds aggressive. Shemale sounds good.
Shemale sounds
good. But I think it's offensive now.
Shemale is offensive.
I think everything's offensive now, I think.
Trans makes me think of transmissions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we don't decide this. People decide, and then 10 years later, they're going to be upset. They're like, fuck, we should have kept tranny. Because tranny sounds like.
Yeah.
Tranny sounds like.
Yeah. It rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah. Trans sounds aggressive. But who am I to decide? You tell us if you're trans, which one do you prefer? Mm. Yeah.
Probably she, he.
She, he sounds like another language.
She, he.
It sounds like it's like one of those old dead languages. It's too aggressive.
It sounds like someone laughing.
Like, yeah.
Or like Mongolian.
Yeah.
Why do you just bring up Mongolian? It's just to say Mongolian. It has nothing to do with Mongolian.
Because they have the
no,
like their throat music.
But say shihi.
Shihi.
No. Say shihi normally.
Shihi.
He's a
shihi. Yeah. Or I think of Michael Jackson when he goes.
It sounds so Chinese.
You're trying to shoehorn. Yeah. It's called shoehorning it in. Or like, you're trying to shoehorn it in.
Or like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had the whole the hee-hee laugh, you know?
That's his, I don't know if he still has that, but on Twitter it was fucking hilarious. Michael Jackson's Twitter, his pronouns were hee-hee.
Oh, for real?
I think that
was, no, that was a...
No, it was the real, like, whoever ran his page. When I'm sure they got rid of that now, because now, like, pronouns have become a real thing. But when people first started writing the pronouns, everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, of course you're she, her. You're a woman.
Yeah.
But like, so at first he was like, oh, let's do he.
That's a good
joke. Yeah, it's a funny joke.
Okay, I thought that was fake. I didn't think that was real. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I used to have /you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is more aggressive than he.
Yeah, that's why.
Go fuck yourself. My pronouns are fuck you, stupid.
Oh, that's funny.
It is absurdly... we went to see the hockey game on Saturday.
That was fun. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Why are you thanking me? You paid for the tickets and you paid for everything.
It was a fun night because Mike, it was the hot... like, basically, the action is supposed to be on the ice, but Mike was the most famous person in there. We were just excited to see him.
That's
not
amazing.
The players. And then people that worked there kept bringing up the fact that it's like, you know, the night of your show, we ran out of beer.
That's
the
amazing.
The beer guy gave him free beer.
He told me.
That's when I made the most money. He goes,
he was like, I've been working here for 22 years. I've never made that much money.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because everyone, like, we noticed when we got there, beer is so fucking expensive at the Bell Center. Everyone at 7 o'clock was shit-faced.
Hammered.
Everyone had come up to us going, rah, rah, just rambling on.
I was pissing. I couldn't piss. I had to at the stall, at the urinal.
During was smacking me in the back. His event?
No, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
There was a guy, we're going towards the line, and a guy saw me, and to get my attention, instead of just tapping my shoulder, he put his hand inside my pocket and pulled me towards him. Like he's in prison.
What?
And I was like, what?
What?
And then I was like checking, because I was like, that seems like a bad trick to steal my wallet.
Yeah.
But it was just a drunk guy that was like, okay, there's a hole there, I'll put my hand in and I'll pull.
So you do the holes, put your hand in.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And the glory hole didn't work. So it was a good night. Like it was a fun day. It was fun seeing a hockey game. I hadn't seen one in like 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're the Devils won.
Yeah.
Easily? Like what was it?
3-1.
3-1? Yeah. 3-1 with a goal in an empty net. But it's still
it was good watching that game. It was fun. Yeah. And then they beat the Hurricanes the day after, so.
And there's something so fucking stupid about hockey that Jake Allen, the goalie for the Canadiens, lost 3-1, and he got second star. Yeah, how do you give a guy that lost, and he didn't have that many shots? Like,
that's a Montreal thing.
Yeah,
we saw it both at the same time. We're like, what? Like this is such
that's funny.
It's everyone's a winner type of thing. Yeah. Like,
and even in the promo videos when they were talking about Carey Price, they were like, he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and he could be the best goalie of all time, but you never say that about people that aren't champions.
Yeah.
If you didn't win a Stanley Cup, go fuck yourself. You're not the GOAT.
And somewhere that Patrick Waugh played?
Yeah. And Patrick Waugh was way better.
Way better. Ken and against Dryden. A team that had Brodeur. Like, there's way better goalies
in
the history of goaltending.
But, like, it's like if, if Michael Jordan never won NBA championship, no one had mentioned Michael Jordan ever.
He'd be the mule.
Yeah, he'd be the mule. Yeah. He'd be the donkey.
He'd be the donkey. Yeah. That's what he'd be. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They overgoated it.
Were you wearing your Devils jacket?
Yeah, it was nice. People complimented me on it.
Oh. The only other people wearing Devils merch were Native American.
Yeah.
A lot of Natives were wearing.
Oh, shit.
For some reason, Natives not fans of the Habs.
Yeah, I'm a man of the people. Poseidon. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Natives. That's a fucking good observation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because they're a bunch of devil worshipping.
Yeah, they're satanic.
No, the Devils had a good the dynasty era. We had Brodeur, Stevens. It was a fun team to watch.
Okay.
And now it's a fun team to watch because all young.
And there was something like the promo videos have gotten so good before
good.
Canadians games, but there's something very sad that they're showing that we were the best. But it's all shit from 38 years ago.
Yeah, and
Even the last time they won the cup was 93.
93, yeah.
That's a lot. 20
years ago.
That's 30 years ago.
Yeah, 30.
Holy dude,
I'm going to be 30.
Yeah.
I was born in 93.
Yeah, God, 30 scary. Years ago.
Yeah.
And even then, like when they won, it had been like 11 years since they'd won. Like they were the team to beat in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Yeah, they're an angry old man now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like back in my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically. Sit down, Grandpa.
Get off my ice.
Yeah. Because now the Devils, that's what they did. They went through a rebuilding. Mm. And now it feels like a junior team.
If
it's all
the
young
Canadians
guys.
Changed their logo, they'd have to change it to the MAGA logo. It's a very...
Make Montreal great again.
Yeah, make Montreal great again.
They had a nice moment where they were just... The logo was in neon. And me and Mike fucking love that shit. Yeah. This looks nice. Everything was in neon. The purple and the blue. Beautiful.
The purple and the blue?
Yeah, neon. They were neon colors.
Yeah, instead of red,
like the
red was like pinkish.
Okay.
Yeah. And the blue was like a little purple.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so confused when, because I think I saw your story that said that, yay, victory or whatever. But like I hadn't watched the full game. And like I thought the Habs won. And then when I was rewatching, I was confused. Because I was rewatching on like a TV at a restaurant. And like the Devils were winning like by a lot. And I was like, really?
So you're like, okay, so my friend that's a fan of the Devils.
But I forgot he was a Devils fan.
We won. He got it wrong. No, he got it. The Canadians did not win.
Because I forgot it was a Devils fan and I didn't pay attention. I just knew the Habs were playing.
My uncle, that was a Nazi in World War II, wrote a letter saying they were losing, but we won. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get what he's talking.
My uncle is very stupid. Very, very stupid man.
Very dumb man.
Racist and dumb.
Speaking of the Nazis, you know Anne Frank?
Yeah.
Do you know how that whole thing ends?
She dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody dies.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how your story's going to end too, bro.
Of course.
Everyone,
no, no.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, they found her.
No, yeah, she died in a concentration camp. She didn't die there. She died in a concentration camp. But it's just because it's always like, yo, Anne Frank, you know, you could be a survivor. Like, it's like, she didn't survive.
Yeah.
Somebody said, who said, I saw a video, apparently her diary reads like a masturbation diary, like a sex thing almost. Was it Anne Frank or was it somebody else?
I don't think so, yeah.
Maybe it was another diary.
Yeah.
But I saw a video on
this. If you're jerking off to a... And she was like 11, right? Yeah. She was a baby.
Not for... Okay, so it wasn't Anne Frank then.
So you're reading about...
Anne Frank.
A young Jewish girl hiding, scared for her life, and you're like, this bitch is getting me hot.
You're thinking of Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, now that's a whore.
Yeah.
That's a fucking dirty girl.
She was a deaf, dumb, blind whore.
Yeah. What did you Google? Did you Google Helen Keller's
diary?
Sex
and Frank. Read like masturbation.
Helen, you
what does read like does masturbation mean?
Helen Keller read like masturbation,
like a masturbation manifesto or some shit.
Read. Do you know what manifesto means?
No, but I fuck it because I'm
I
looking.
Feel like you don't know what any of these words
mean. I'm looking for like the word.
I've never heard that expression.
It reads like
it reads like masturbation
manifesto. Pasta.
Like fuck, what's the
carbonara,
word?
Bro? It's the same words.
Nah, fuck. What's the word? Like a fucking, like, what do you call when you, like a masturbation fantasy or some shit?
A masturbation
for
fantasy?
For who, the Nazis? To, like, you know, hide away in that
closet. No, for her, like, I don't know, like, fuck.
So you think that Anne Frank was an 11-year-old girl that she was like, there's this war, but...
I saw a video.
I'm very turned on
I gotta ask a Jew, what's worse? You saying this... Or Iran denying the Holocaust ever happened. I want to know what's more offensive to
the
Jews.
Ask Josh tomorrow.
Yeah. Imagine, though, if you do tell a Jewish person and he goes, how did he know? If every Jewish person knows that and they're like, we fucking hate Anne Frank. Yeah. Oh, she's just a little whore.
Every page was, I'm flicking my bean. I'm flicking my bean like, God damn.
Oh, shit. She was like, and then those SS soldiers came in with their sexy uniforms. So sexy. That's why they're SS.
Yeah.
Why do you think I got caught?
Sexy boys, come upstairs.
One of the SS officers was wearing his shorts, and my hand reached up to grab his cock, and that's when I was found.
They gassed me because I kept raping the SS. Where did you read this? This is so
insane. I saw a video. I think it was on YouTube or TikTok. I don't remember. But I was watching a video. I found it very weird.
News about World War II from TikTok.
Because the thing is, it's so... Dude, this is a girl that was hiding away with her family in an attic to try to survive.
Scared
for the record, I didn't know she was 11.
Yeah.
Scared, but she could have been 40. It doesn't matter. Yeah, scared right. Shitless.
Yeah, I don't know how old she was. She was a child.
Yeah, she was like 13 years old or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was a child and trying her best to, like, imagine...
To survive.
To survive mentally. You're thinking, me and my family, they want to, like, exterminate us.
Yeah.
Plus, I live in the Netherlands. Like, everything was
bad.
Plus,
I want to masturbate all the time.
And my dad's fucking breathing down my neck. So... to think that you're like, she just wanted to write her cum diary. It's like, what the fuck?
But I didn't think this, but I just because it just popped in my head because I was going through videos and shit, and it just it like it came on. And I was listening. I was like, oh, that was fucking weird.
Type in Anne Frank masturbation.
Nothing comes.
But out. I don't even know if it's Anne Frank. It may be. It may be like
it's Helen Keller.
It may be.
We
some
know
other
it's
bitch.
Helen Keller.
It was a biography. Imagine if it's a biography of Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
Or of a, like a porn star.
I was right, guys.
Also, yeah, it's very sexual. It's way more sexual than...
What is it? Oh, this is on Reddit, though. Anne Frank's diary originally contained explicit details about masturbation and menstruation, but was edited out for schools.
Oh,
okay,
that's
so
not
I'm
the
not
same
crazy.
Thing. Yeah, you are. Nah. That's not what you said at all. You said it contained mentions. That's her diary. She's like...
Yeah.
What you said earlier, and it's on tape. yeah. is the book reads like masturbation, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, no, I was just Googling shit.
They say, like, because the menstruation, that for sure is probably in there.
Yeah.
But the masturbation, I doubt that she'd talk about masturbation in a diary because, like, she thought she was going to die or she knew she was going to die. So she figured I'll leave a trace of who I was, who my family was. So you don't want to be like, I'm here with Pop-Pop and I'm Mama. So horny. And I love to rub my pussy. And then we have these candles. If you stick something in your vagina, don't stick a candle because it breaks and it hurts. You get a carrot.
Yeah, I don't think...
somebody wrote, actually, it was edited out by Anne's father when the diary was first published. It's only in very recent years.
So Anne's father didn't die in a concentration camp?
No, he's the only one that survived.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. This guy knew how to concentrate.
God damn. Yeah. What happened to him? So he...
I think what happened, she was talking about, like, in the diary, like, self-exploration, because somebody else writes, I don't think it actually talks about masturbation from the diary anywhere in the article. Self-exploration isn't necessarily masturbation. The original poster just got his title wrong. Anyways, this is on Reddit. So it may be self-exploration, like she was discovering her body.
Or maybe she was like, I started having growing breasts. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, look at that.
This dirty whore.
Slut.
Poseidon is a propagator of fake news.
Yeah.
He's a fake news propagator. He sees something, he rolls with it, it spreads it out. You know?
That was just bringing
it probably, I read that book, bro. She's jerking off all the time. I know. Yeah. I read that shit. Like, what? Yeah, bro. Dutch Jew jerking off, whatever. What else is new? I don't think that's what it is. Bro. These fucking Jews, they can't concentrate. Always concentrate on jerking off. I know what it is. They send him to camp. Like, he's...
Good thing he doesn't work, like, for a movie studio, because people would be like, I have a story about Anne Frank. We don't do porn here. Look. Listen here, weirdo. She was a child.
Yeah. Harvey doesn't work here anymore, bro. We don't do that shit. Look.
Oh, shit. Harvey Weinstein had a pile of just fucking Anne Frank porn tapes.
He just had different scripts.
Oh, all shit. Right. So you're here for the Anne Frank audition. All right, I'm going to pull my dick out. You're crying. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You got the part.
Yeah, you got this. Oh, you know what's happening. Yeah, it's so fun. But Helen Keller used to jerk off a lot.
Helen Keller did. Yeah, when she was trying to sign language.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Wait, you guys are serious or was just like a...
No, because Helen Keller was blind, deaf, and dumb.
Well, but the dumb part is debatable.
But depends not dumb. Not
around
dumb,
which company?
Not dumb like the stupid dumb. But dumb. Why did they used to call someone that was mute? They'd call him dumb.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. No, to us it's insulting now because dumb. Okay. Words dumb keep means changing
fucking
meanings.
Idiot, but
yeah, it's like a
so dumb. Dumb like if you traveled in time like 100 years ago, like gay meant happy, or content, and dumb meant mute.
Yeah. He was gay and dumb back in the day. He was just a happy guy who doesn't speak a lot. But now if I call him gay and dumb, he's going to get pissed. It's crazy how it changes.
That's where you can tell that traveling through time will never exist.
No.
Because we'll offend everyone all the time. You'll be like, you go to the future and you everything will offend people.
Yeah, you're like, what's up? How do you know what's up? For me, it's down. Yeah. Oh, fuck, they really went over. Yeah. They really went overboard. Goddamn. They were offended by shit in my time, but this is excessive. Yeah.
This is excessive.
But it's because we let it
go,
happen.
You go back in time. How are you? I'm gay. How about you? I like it up the ass. No. That means he's very happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can try to differentiate. If we had a time machine, it would be fucking insane. We're never going to be able
to shit.
I don't think I love time travel, but I don't see how it's possible.
And people are too, like, people are too yappy.
Yeah.
So, like, the only way time travel could exist is if one group gets it and they don't tell anyone. But people are just going to start winning the lottery 7 weeks in a row and just doing stupid shit.
But there's also a couple of things. Number one is like we can't go where there are no roads type of thing. So the only way, if it were possible, which is not, is time machines didn't exist back then. So until a time machine exists, once a time machine exists, then from that period on forward, you can travel back and forth to that. But even that is impossible because I'm more in tune with the thought of once you're gone from this reality, let's say you're into something else. You can't affect this one. Yeah. Like, this happened. That's why you're there in that situation.
Kind of like Marvel?
Marvel had it the most accurate than all of them. Yeah, and it's not that accurate. It's a stupid movie. But it's just the fact that you can't just, like, right now, if I would be able to go back in time, it wouldn't be magical. It's supposed to be scientific. I can't go back, unzip your stuff, and then now you're naked.
Yeah.
The reason why I was able to go back is because we made it to this point where you're already dressed. You get it? So if I would go back in, and I'm basically doing it to someone else in another universe, not
yeah,
to
you're basically, there's the timeline, and then what happens is if you go back in time and you do something, like unzip me, like he said.
Thank you for explaining what he just said.
No, it basically... It creates another strand. But, oh, you because you didn't
but
say
you're
that.
Because he understood that.
Oh, okay,
you're
okay. Just
simpler, bro. I did it simpler.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're explaining it in a worse way.
Yeah.
But you're doing the exact same thing.
And if we go the Marvel route, you would think I want some black guy from the future to come and take over the universe. Yeah. No, we got to put a stop to this black guy.
What?
I think, too, like for traveling in time, the thing that would make it cool is if you could go back to, let's say, when you were in high school, you'd want to be the you in high school.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, I fucked up in high school, I could have done this instead of what I did, you want to go back, and then it's the Pantelis that's 15 years old that does what you wish you would have done.
Yeah.
But if you're going back now,
I'm just a pervert.
You're a fucking old man going to high school, going, you fucking asshole.
And you're going to a girl, remember when I fingered you last week? What? What the fuck are you talking about,
old man? That would be a funny movie, though.
I wonder, though, like, if you could go back in time, like, my first girlfriend in high school, like, well, my first serious girlfriend when I was 16, if she came back now to see the 16-year-old me, I'd be like, who is this fucking old lady? And same thing, like, if I went back, like, I'd discuss this young girl.
Yeah.
Two
different worlds.
Yeah.
I'd go back and try. There was a teacher's aide, I guess. She was like a university student that was doing it when I was sec four. And she was, I'd go back and try to back
her. Yes, we had a nurse that was mad thick.
Yeah. Well, no, she wasn't mad thick. This one, she was pretty. She was a redhead, but she was into me. I remember when I was young, and I found it weird, but not off-putting.
Nice.
Nice. But I was mean to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember she was like, I'm going to take the bus with you so we could, because we're taking the 179, like it was after school thing. So I was like, all right, cool. And then I'd get on the bus, she'd get on behind me, and then I'd get off from the back, and then she'd be in the bus and it's leaving. I'd wait for the next one. I was like, because I was annoyed.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, why does this stupid bitch keep following me?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it didn't click, bro. I couldn't put the fact that an authority figure was trying to sexually assault me. I couldn't realize it. I should have.
I never had sex with any of my teachers in high school, but when I got to Montreal and I did the in French at French comedy school, I banged two of my teachers.
Nice.
Oh,
there's something amazing about banging a teacher.
At school?
Yeah, it wasn't at school. It was at my house.
Still cool, though.
Yeah.
Still cool.
I remember, too, like, she was, like, the one of them I remember, that it wasn't fun at all. I didn't want to bang her, but I was with another comic.
And I was failing the class?
Yeah. No, but he was, like, and she was like a fucking hardcore lesbian. Like, she had never been with a dude.
Oh, shit.
Since she was, like, 15 or 16. And then we were getting drunk, and then my stupid friend was like,
Mike looks like a lesbian.
Yeah, he was like, hey, look at this lady. No, but he was like, you've never had sex with a dude? But and then he was like, how about two dudes? And then she was like, she got like, she kind of giggled, and then he was like, let's all bang, and it'll just be funny.
This guy's hilarious.
It'll just be funny. And then we started banging.
That's so weird.
But we didn't bang, but I remember I ate her pussy, and it was just
before
weird.
Or after the fact.
What's that?
Before or after the fact,
what
you
fact?
Both banged her.
While my friend was banging her.
Oh.
No. No, she was sucking my friend's dick.
I ate her pussy, sucked her dick too, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. I was eating her pussy and he was fucking. Actually, she wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
But I was sucking my friend's dick.
So he was fucking my mouth. I wasn't sucking his dick, he was fucking my mouth.
He was talking about that lesbian and it was getting me riled up. I was. He and Frank the fuck out of my mouth. No, she was, but he had turned her on by, let's say, and then we just, Like, I ate her pussy. She sucked his dick.
She's a bad lesbian.
And then she was like, I don't like this. And I was like, I don't like this either. Like, I didn't like having my friend's dick near my face. And her, like, she was an older lesbian. She looked like an old lesbian. So I was like, I'm eating an old lesbian. And she, in those days, I used to love Sam Kennison, and he had a bit about eating pussy. If you don't like eating pussy, do the alphabet.
Yeah.
And I had told her about that bit. And then as I was eating her pussy, she looked at me and do she said, alphabet. W. She felt that I was doing the alphabet. Oh, and then I started laughing my fucking ass. So we didn't fuck. So
she has a good sense of humor.
So yeah. I ate her pussy for a couple of seconds. And then the one teacher I did fuck, she was hotter. It was during Just for Laughs Festival. I'd done a show. We went out. And then she was at, she came with us. And she was very flirty. But I was like, oh, she's my teacher. Nothing's going to happen. Next day, I wake up. There's a show in the afternoon. She's there. And I had partied all night, so I hadn't washed. Do the show. And then she's like, hey, do you want to go to your house and we can keep drinking? I'm like, okay. And then we start making out. I'm like, I'll go take a shower. I didn't wash yesterday. And then she was like, that's turning me on even more. And she started sucking my dick. And she ate my asshole.
Oh, you had told me.
I did two shows. Two fucking shows. And you know how disgusting your dick and balls are?
Oh, he knows how disgusting his dick and balls are.
So she licked my asshole. And then the thing that sucked, I felt bad about that because I had a roommate that was a comic at the time.
He was there?
And he was there in the room.
So I was just trying to eat my cereal, guys.
So then when she leaves, he's like freaking out. He's like, that's fucking insane. That's insane. But he started, and she had told me, she was like, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. But he told everyone.
Aww.
And then she had a boyfriend. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. No. And he was this like big famous writer.
Aww.
And then he found out and he fucking hated me. And then she fucking came back. She was like, why are you telling everyone? I was like, I didn't say shit, but it was too late. Like, she probably even now believes that I tried to ruin her fucking life.
She didn't put two and two together. The roommate could hear everything.
I was like, it's probably him. It's like we were fucking, like, we were loud. Super loud. We were super loud.
God
damn. That was good, though.
That was good time.
Yeah. I should have done that in high school. I didn't have the confidence or the women that, I had one hot teacher, but I looked like when I was 11, I looked like I was four.
Oh yeah, I think the hottest teacher I ever had was probably my first year of high school. So I was disgusting. I'm not gonna bang a teacher, but she was young too. She must have not even been 30, I think.
Really?
Yeah, Madame Vigier, her name was. Super hot.
God damn.
Super, super hot.
Us, we had a nurse, and her ass was really
fat. Your thick nurse?
Yeah. And every black dude in the school was trying to bang her, and me.
No.
Hold on.
Every black dude was trying to fuck you.
Every black dude in the building
I was trying to bang you.
Here's the thing now. I let them know I'm down with the chocolates. So I got to pick and choose.
Yeah, you know me, when I was 13, I was thick.
What's all that, guys?
I was thick.
All the black dudes were trying, and then there was me that was trying
to
bang her
as well.
I fucked
so many black guys, they let me say the N-word. I'm in the community. They called me a thought.
They brought me to the cookout.
You were their thought.
I was a cookout whore.
They all fucked me at a cookout. It was a cookout, but they put their dicks in. I'll tell you that. The dicks went in.
I meant like...
What was the nurse's name? Do you remember?
I forgot, but she was very pretty. And she had like the short hair like down to her shoulders and these big blue eyes. And like her she had like a thin waist and like this nice...
Like Coco Ice T's wife?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Who Coco
Probably,
Ice-T?
Yeah.
Oh, Coco. Coco was hot as shit. She's still hot. She's getting up there in years, but
she's getting older.
Kind of like that, a bit thicker.
A bit thicker.
Because she was short.
Shorter than Coco.
How short is Coco?
She's 4 feet tall.
Oh, then yeah, like Coco then.
You were trying to fuck Coco.
So you were trying to fuck a chubby midget.
Yeah.
No, she was like 5'1".
Okay.
A Majot.
Yeah, a Majot.
So how thick? Like, was she like 300 pounds or?
No. She was like
350.
No, she must have been like 170 pounds.
5 feet tall. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
170. But like what's crazy.
But in the right places.
It was all in her ass.
Okay. Okay. So that's not all the right places.
You got to spread out a bit.
Not like it was like she wasn't chubby. Like she didn't have like a muffin.
She's thin, but she's got a 170 pound ass. That's a weird ass.
That's
well,
a midget.
Like, look, well, thin. Thin to me is like, I don't know. Like, she
even it sounds like you're trying to fuck Gimli. No, no. Wish I had this fucking beard, bro. And she had an axe, bro. The coolest thing about it, she had a fucking axe. An axe and a helmet. Bro.
I think she was the one that got me into the...
Lord of the Rings?
No. She got me into...
Because you got heavy into Lord of the Rings.
She got you into KFC?
No. She was...
Krispy Kreme. She got me heavy into Krispy Kreme and
when
KFC.
I was like 16, I got... Because I kept getting into fights. They threw me into like this board school. Like okay.
All the kids were bored?
No. It was like a...
boarding school?
It was like right before getting expelled.
Which is nothing to do with a boarding school.
I think boarding school because it was like in the basement of a church.
Okay. Wait, they sent you to another school, so they had expelled you?
Yeah, basically.
They sent you where native kids go to die?
Basically.
Okay.
But this was in the basement of a church. It was the weirdest shit. There was a crack whore. She was clearly doing crack, and she was like offering blowjobs to dudes and shit.
She wouldn't be a good crack whore.
There was a guy.
She's like, no, I don't. Sorry, I don't suck dick
for crack.
I don't suck dicks, and I do not like crack.
there was a few dudes there. They were literally retarded. And there was one guy who was a cholo, and he got chased by a dude with a machete. Like it was bad. That's when I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
A retarded cholo.
No. The cholo wasn't retarded. Yeah.
The cracker was like, I was there. I was just trying to suck a different crack. It was this fat retarded man.
No, but like, because I went.
He just kept offering to suck dick for crack, and he would never take the crack. It was mind-boggling. His business strategy was mind-boggling.
Nah, because like, and then I saw this.
Like, winners don't use drugs, bro.
I saw this shit. I'm like, I saw this shit, and then I went and saw the teacher, and I'm like, yo. Like, I got to get the fuck out of this. This is fucked up. And she's like, okay, but, like, you got to behave. And then there were conditions after when I went back to school, like, no fighting and shit. And then the nurse, she's the one, I think, that put me in this thing called, like, père aidant formateur. Okay. Where, like...
In what? Formateur?
Père aidant formateur. So, basically, you're, like, this
père
kid.
Père aidant.
So, you're, like...
Father helper?
No.
Father and teeth?
No, père is, like, P-A-I-R.
Oh, pair. Okay.
Like a pair.
So, then they would pair you up with...
Like a peer?
And
so you help your peers.
So you would help your peers that who
so
were
she
all,
set you up with a dude.
With guys and girls. Hey, no, but
progressive.
No, other kids that had like heavy drug problems and shit, and then like they would try to help them because like I was.
But
fucked
you don't
up
have heavy drug problems.
No, but in school,
so you, the way you
we're
spoke,
putting
you
like, with your peers,
other kids that had like as if you have.
Well, because smoking
with
weed peers, back
with
then
a prostitute and
this was after I got out of the basement
the halfway
church.
House.
Okay.
And yeah, so like because weed, if you smoke weed, it was considered like a heavy drug problem like back then. Like you're teenagers, so yeah, maybe you shouldn't be smoking weed.
Maybe,
but like because like I was like in fucked up situations with the wrong crowds and shit, so they put me in this like, oh, he's reformed, but I wasn't. I was full of shit.
he's deformed.
And they had kind of like put me to kind of like reform like other kids that were okay. Like with the wrong crowds.
He was there being like, you don't want to end up like me, kids.
But I was.
You were scared straight. You were doing the whole scared straight thing.
You
don't want to end up like me.
Yeah. Basically,
it was like scared straight, but the guy doing it wasn't straight.
But they ended
scared
up
gay.
Yeah, scared gay. But they ended up becoming worse. Like heavy into crime after that.
Poseidon's like, and they're trying to act up. He's like, you ever suck dick for heroin? The guy's like, no, me neither, bro.
He's and like, have you ever suck dick for crack? No, have you? I don't like crack.
God damn.
They had me do security and shit, and like she was a because she was the nurse, but she was also like a.
You got your dick sucked by a fat man in a velour puma suit.
All right, you can fuck my mouth or my ass, but do not come on the puma.
Oh God, damn.
No, come on the velour.
Hey. Sanjay, I told you, no ejacule.
That was horrible. Coming on fucking velour, you have to throw that shit out, right?
Of course, probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or sell it to some alien.
Yeah. But yeah, but she was also the nurse. She was on intervenant, and I kept flirting, but she kept shutting me down.
Yeah, okay. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Like she, bro, like she was.
Why don't you go back and find her?
Nah, bro.
It'd be funny. You show up with a boombox over your head. Yeah. Just have it over like this. And it's playing Genuine, you know, Pony from Genuine. Bow, bow, bow. And like, what the fuck?
Or it's just playing talk radio. He's listening to CJAD.
He puts it up. He's like, baby. Yeah. And everybody turns around and goes, you're listening to CJ.
He's just listening to the podcast. He's like, this is the Terry and Ted podcast. I work on it. Sometimes when they say something, I throw in my 2 cents and kind of ruin the episode.
I've ruined countless episodes for these professionals. Kind of a thing I do.
Terry and Ted were talking about their vacation to Bermuda, and then I said I like to fuck horse.
Because what they don't get is it goes hand in hand, Bermudas and fucking horse.
Oh, shit.
I usually wear Bermuda shorts.
Oh, shit, that's funny. Oh, shit.
I always wondered what some people turned out to be. Like students and teachers, like what they look like and what they do now.
Did you ever do your high school reunion?
No.
Did you ever go? Because
I never had one.
Like now you're like close to your 20-year reunion, right?
Yeah, it'd be
like
in 2005. So
okay,
yeah.
Like 2 years.
Yeah,
I wish like I didn't go. I had one the 25th year anniversary, and I was like, I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna remember anyone, but I should have went just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I'm so curious.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the, because a couple of the people I went to school with, when I see them, a lot of the people that I was like, this guy's going to be a fucking,
he's going to make it.
He's going to make it. And then I see him and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
He didn't make it.
What the fuck happened? And one guy that I didn't think was going to make it, he does sports medicine for some pro team, some basketball team in the States.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when he was little, he was like, he wanted to work for a hockey team, and which sounds retarded. Like when you're a little kid and you're like, I want to work for a hockey team. You're like,
okay,
you're going to be either a hockey player or the water boy.
Yeah.
And he ended up for basketball, but still like, so, and doctor, which is better than a water boy.
Way better than a water boy.
A little, yeah.
Water boys get paid a lot, bro. What? Have you seen NFL water boys?
Yes. They get nothing.
No, they must get paid something.
But
because you don't want them to fuck around. You don't want them to steal shit.
But if remember what I was telling you, Zian Bibo, the organist from the Canadians, only makes like 800 a show or 400 400 a game.
The Montreal Canadiens organization are a bunch of cheap scumbags.
Yeah, but if the lady that is on cam only gets 400, the water boy makes under 500 for sure.
Water boys in the NFL, they make 53,000.
What?
A year, yeah.
Jesus fucking
Christ. And they get a Super Bowl
ring.
Swear to God, I have it right here.
It's 10 games?
The average NFL water boy gets paid more than you, and if their team wins the Super Bowl, they get a ring.
And I like, though, how they disrespect the people reading this, because 53,000 is good money, but they're assuming that everyone reading that garbage website makes 11,000.
Well, in their defense, the day they were correct.
If you're Googling how much water boys make,
in their defense,
you're probably not making a lot.
But 53, and they like football.
That's American.
Football is 10 games, right? A season? Is it 10 games?
It's not a lot. Yeah, it's about 10, 12
games.
So
they're making 5,000. US,
but they get it for the whole year, so normally that's all they do.
Yeah,
and then they got to learn how to do water stuff.
17 games.
17 games.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's way more than I thought.
September to January.
It's because of the preseason, and then if they make it to the Super Bowl,
like August to January.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's like how many games a week? Or every 2 weeks?
It's they play every Sunday.
Yeah, okay, every Sunday.
And then sometimes Monday sometimes Thursday.
17 weeks, you're making 53 G's, and you have another how many weeks?
And plus, since we're Canadian, 53 G's for us is 80,000.
Yeah.
So what could happen?
And you have the rest of the two-thirds of the year to make other businesses and stuff.
Yeah. You go become a water boy. No, listen, for the New Orleans Saints. You become a water boy, you work from, let's say you work from August to January.
Okay.
You collect your yearly pay. You come back and live in Montreal the rest of the year with that money, like a king. and then you fly back down there in August and restart the whole trend again?
I don't know.
They must get fired quick, though, because I'm thinking, like, the way I am, like, with Suzequit, like, since we do the French podcast live, if my drink gets down to here and I don't have a drink ready, I'm like an angry king. I'm like, we got to fire this fucking bitch. Like, I get, and I'm never angry about anything, but the service has to be fucking on point. So if you're playing in the NFL, you don't want to be like, where the fuck's my water?
He's Anne Frank in the back of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you don't want that shit.
I wonder if the NFL knows they could replace a water boy by just leaving bottles of water on the sideline.
Don't ruin.
Like, just a fucking,
don't blow
their
spot.
Get a cooler.
Don't ruin it for them.
They're like, how much is a cooler? And the water boy's like, I think it's 70,000.
Yeah.
A cooler is 70,000.
No, it's like $4 million you gotta pay for each year. Oh shit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's way
electricity.
Too expensive.
Electricity. Yeah. Really? I thought it was just ice. No.
No, you don't know. You're up there in your ivory tower. Yeah. I'm the water boy.
Oh, shit. It's not actually the teams that hire water boys.
It's the water?
No, it's not the NFL teams. It's the NFL themselves that hire the water boys. And then for games, they like... So like NFL in... Like, it's not the actual team.
Oh, so the like the Saints, when they're in, let's say, New York, don't have the same water boy as they do in Miami.
There's a New York water
boy. They're local guys.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's you an never amazing job.
Yeah.
God damn.
Shit, yeah.
That's an even better job.
So you're, because a water boy, I'm pretty sure in your own city, you're like a hero because people are like, that fucking guy plays for the Dolphins. Like he works for the Dolphins. It's amazing. But if he went to another city, you'd be like, look at that fucking water boy. That dummy, that Adam Sandler dummy.
Yeah, but now he never has to leave.
Yeah, he never leaves. So he's just a hero.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good job. I want to be a water boy.
Consider, that should be your fallback.
Yeah. My fallback.
That's a good fallback.
It is a good fallback. Holy shit. But
how old?
I'm going to change. I'm going to be a water man.
You can be. I wonder. Fuck. I want to become a water boy and then transition and become a water man. I'm a water man.
Water man.
Oh, that's
on the History Channel.
Just with the biggest tits, like the fucking crazy teacher.
Yeah, that guy was fucking trolling.
You're squirting out the water from the tits.
Yeah, yeah. The big tits.
Squirting out the water from the tits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's water, ma'am.
My team wins the Super Bowl. I fucking squirt my tit on the coach's head.
Yeah.
Gatorade comes out.
Yeah. Oh, guess shit. What flavor? The guy's like, stop it, Michelle.
Silicone.
That'd be insane.
Oh, shit.
That'd be a good, that's a series that you would see on the History Channel in 5 years.
Yeah.
Water man.
Water man.
Breaking
water
the glass man. Ceiling oh, that's of water boyism in the NFL.
I'm surprised
one
no one's.
One tit at a time.
Because that's one of the only jobs that only men do. And no one's complained about that. And any other job that it's just men, people are like, why don't they hire women? But no woman has ever said, I want to be a water girl.
But you'd think whores that want to bang the NFL team, they do it.
No.
But you wouldn't hire a fucking, like, even cheerleaders aren't allowed to date players.
Yeah, they have to sign contracts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it also gets complicated.
Yeah, because yeah, you don't want some fucking girl playing with the quarterback's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't want the quarterback banging a bunch of bitches and then they're angry.
Fighting, pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it
but
makes sense.
Quarterbacks can still probably bang the water boy.
Yeah. And they probably do in most cases. I mean, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure Ben Roethlisberger must have fucked the water boys at this time. Tom Brady may have fucked the water boy or two.
Possibly, yeah. I believe it. Tom Brady, yeah.
Tom Brady, he could fuck whoever he wants.
Yeah, of course.
He's officially, apparently he wants to start doing stand-up.
What?
Really? And I've never seen him be funny
interview. But what's funny is you see some you like shitty stand-ups like, fuck this guy, stay in the NFL. What do you care?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
I definitely, like, if...
I'd hang out with him if he was
He was in Montreal, I'd book him on any show I was in.
Like, to do an opening spot?
Yeah, fuck, yeah, it's Tom Brady.
And don't even do it, I'm telling you, just tell me funny stories in the NFL, people will laugh.
And I think, like, I don't think he could do, like, real stand-up, but if he did kind of like what Mike Tyson
that's
did...
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Like, the same thing, I was... yesterday, I went to Quebec City, I drove, like, back and forth, so, like, 6 hours in the car, and I was listening to Mike Tyson's Hotboxing.
Is it good?
Yeah, I love that fucking podcast. It's so good. And he had The Undertaker. And
I saw a lot of clips on that.
The Undertaker is doing what Mick Foley was doing, what Roddy Piper did, what a bunch of wrestlers do. Just go on tour and tell stories. And people eat that shit up.
Yeah.
So, football guys don't usually do that. But Tom Brady has fucking crazy stories. Plus, he's got stories about banging, hot chicks. He's the best quarterback ever.
Yeah.
He's banged the hottest chicks ever. So just him telling stories, it'd be amazing.
I'd love that. Yeah. And he says stuff that you never hear. Like, he'd be like, so I walked in to see Coach Belichick. And little known fact, you guys don't know this, but he loves Anne Frank porn.
Yeah.
And so the room reeked of semen.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? His come up was interesting because he wasn't, I don't know the terms used, but he wasn't even people didn't want to choose him for the
Tom
for
Brady.
Tom Brady in the beginning, apparently he was very bad or whatever.
He only got his job apparently because his uncle owned the company. His uncle was the president of the New England Patriots,
Wayne Brady,
and they had hired another guy, and then last minute he got the job.
Yeah.
And people were angry. They were like, this fucking asshole.
But Wayne Brady makes the rules.
Tom Brady was so bad. His first season, he played, he was wearing skates.
Roller skates.
Yeah, he had roller skates.
You guys are fucking weird.
He was.
Check it out.
What do you mean?
And then
roller skates, not blades, not roller blades, roller
skates. Yeah, because you're not going to wear blades on grass. And then made him, he was actually better than the other quarterbacks because he could skate. But there's a whole thing about
is it illegal or not. Then he was playing with deflated, we're not joking. Then he was playing with deflated footballs. And then there was a whole thing
I heard about that.
Deflate gate. Like, is this legal or not? He kept fucking everything
then
up.
For a while, he'd have a...
He did skates, visors on the helmet, deflatable balls. He did a fucking weird, a bunch of weird
shit.
He
had for a season, he'd attach a kite to the ball.
Which was the most offensive thing ever. Because kite was always misspelled, so everyone was getting offended. Everyone was getting offended. It was fucked up.
God damn.
Alright, listen, we got sets to do downstairs, Mike. So check out my website, penthousecomedy.com. Follow my stuff, patreon.com/penthouse. Sign
if
up to the Patreon.
If you are in Quebec, or if you're in Canada, actually, this Sunday on Radio-Canada, the French CBC, Pantelis is nominated for Podcast of the Year at Le Gala des Oliviers. It's the gala's at 8 o'clock. Your award, I think, will be around 9, so if you don't want to watch the whole fucking thing, around 9 o'clock, watch that, and then see Pantelis wearing an amazing suit, or however you want to describe
it. Chewbacca costume. I Am Poseidon is his website. I Am Poseidon, DPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. Mike Ward's website, MikeWard.ca. And Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, is available on Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut. Or go directly to MikeWard.ca. It has all the links there. And if you join his Patreon, you get access to the live shows and you get access to the entire back catalog of all Suzekut episodes. PantelsComedy.com. And if you need to do your own podcast, look no further. Check out my website. We're renting out a studio. Thank you guys and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.